Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Burr Cloud with your Sunday forecast. Hope that you are doing really, really well. Now, during these last few weeks, during the season of Lent, we've been talking about everything in between. So, we've been talking about stranger and neighbor, and not that it should be either or one or the other in the eyes of God, but both of these are realities, but there's a lot going on the continuum, on the line between the two. We've talked about faith and works, about rest and growth. And last week, we talked about lost and found. This week, we're talking about righteousness, doing what's right and good in the eyes of the Lord. I'm doing what's right and appropriate and responsible, right? Righteousness on one side. And on the other hand, mercy, that I blew it, or I've experienced where I've, kind of really messed things up, but I am also experiencing mercy for the love, or for the recognition of the person that is in front. So this Sunday, we will be hearing from Jesus again as he remembers both righteousness and mercy. And we'll do that by using the scripture found in Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. I'm going to read that for you so that you have a chance to think about it and get ready for it. So here we go. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through town. A man named Zacchaeus, a ruler among tax collectors, was rich, and he was trying to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he couldn't because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed up a sycamore tree so he could see Jesus, who was about to pass that way. When Jesus came to that spot, he looked up and said, "Zacchaeus, come down at once. I must stay at your home today." So Zacchaeus came down at once, happy to welcome Jesus. Everyone who saw this grumbled, saying, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." Zacchaeus stopped and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I've cheated anyone, I repay them four times as much." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this household because he too is a son of Abraham." The human one, Jesus speaking about himself, calling him the human one came to seek and save the lost. I'm reading to you from the Common English Bible translation, and I am really looking forward to spending some time, kind of like hopping out of the sycamore tree and spending time with you this Sunday. God bless you. And I will see you very soon.